This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee's dance chops will be on full display this weekend as companies in the area get together for the inaugural Dance Fest, which is hosted by Nose Studios. The sold-out festival will feature a diverse group of local dance companies as well as dancers from Ailey 2, based in New York. Ailey 2 is one of the companies founded by modern dance pioneer Alvin Ailey. Troy Powell is the artistic director of Ailey 2, and he joined us by phone before the event, along with Beth Ridley from Nose Studios and Fern Cocker, founder of Kothi Dance Company in Milwaukee. They started around the same time as the Alvin Ailey Dance Company. All of them spoke with Lake Effect's Troy Powers, and Powell began by explaining Alvin Ailey's work in dance.
He wanted to celebrate the African-American heritage and the modern dance tradition. And he wanted the company to become world-renowned, a company celebrating its 60th anniversary today as we speak. And under the umbrella of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, we have the school, and then we have Ailey 2, which is basically their second company, the training company, the company where we train dancers for the professional world, in particular the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. When he came up with the idea of having a second company, he handpicked 12 of the most promising dancers from the school to give these students an opportunity more or less to perform, give them an opportunity to do a lot of outreach events, as well as know what it's like working with emerging choreographers. So we are the training company where we train dancers for the professional world. The main premise is to be universal. So both companies travel all over the world.
What is the kind of dance that people connect with the Alvin Ailey Dance Company?
Well, we're a modern dance company, and what's so unique about both companies is Mr. Ailey wanted both companies to be very versatile, and he wanted his dancers to know all different types of techniques and all different types of styles, because he was so influenced by so many different people, like Lester Horton in particular, Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo, and of course Catherine Dunham. So when he started his company, he infused all of these different techniques and all of these different styles with his choreography in particular, and most of his work, most of his choreographies were those story ballets, those ballets that told stories based on his life growing up in Rogers, Texas in the early 30s.
What is Alvin Ailey's legacy on American dance? Because, you know, he's a name that is so identifiable, I think, especially with modern dance. But what do you feel his legacy is?
Well, I think his legacy is basically what he set his mission out to be. And he wanted dance to reach people, and he believed that the dance came from the people, so it should always be delivered back to the people. Dance is life-changing. Dance is something that's very healing. Dance is something that everyone can relate to. So every time there is a performance of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater of Ailey 2, what our mission is and our goal is, and his legacy is to reach people and change perspectives, not only on dance, not only on Alvin Ailey, not only on Ailey 2, but change lives and change perspectives on your own life.
Now, Fern, your organization actually started around the same time, it seems.
The same time, and I'm sitting here listening to him speak, and it's just bringing tears to my eyes because my relationship with Alvin, I have a letter from him when I first went to Africa in 1969 and was thinking about starting this company here. And then there's the link with Catherine Dunham that I'm hearing being then dropped, and we're talking about legacy. But yeah, and both companies are celebrating their 50th year.
So tell me a bit about Kothi. What is the kind of dance that you do?
Well, we're really very interested in the preservation and also creativity, being able to expound on the traditional forms of the African continent, of which there are thousands. But then that journey after the first 10 years took us into some more interesting research, and we started really delving into the African diaspora so that we study. Members of my company over the years have gone out and traveled and researched, brought it back, and we put all of that research together. And sometimes it blends into, we're not a modern company, we're an African Caribbean company, but in terms of how we present the material, has a very kind of modern structure and base to it. In other words, we're not trying to duplicate folk dances per se or traditional dances. We work from there. We bring that element onto the stage, but then we structure it as performance concert pieces. We started in 1984 to develop a children's unit. It started off as just a unit, but now they've become a really, over the years, very stable feeding mechanism into the adult company. Our children's company performs a lot in the city and in schools, and in fact are performing this weekend with Ailey too in the No Studios performance.
I have so many questions for you. I mean, that kind of on-the-ground research must be mm-hmm. really amazing. What are the kinds of ties that you find when you're going through, you know, Afro-Caribbean dance and in the diaspora and, you know, African mm-hmm. continental dance?
Well, in fact, interesting that you say that. The our 50th year concert is coming up August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And ninth. And the title of the concert is Jubalee, but we spelt it differently, J-U-B-A and then L-E-E, because one of the pieces that we developed answers this question that you just asked. We were researching dances from around the Francophone areas of West Africa and countries that were colonized by the French. And I teach dance history, so I was in the process of reading about a dance called Juba, D-J-O-U-B-A. And then I was also studying Haitian dance and learned about a dance form called Juba, J-U-B-A. And then there's William Henry Lane, who was known as Master Juba, right? And so we put all of that together into a piece that we actually premiered at Brooklyn Academy of Music at Dance Africa in the early 90s. So that sometimes the research makes us very specific. Well, it always makes us specific because that's the source. But then as we start to, you know, reach out and see more, we begin to actually see the connections. So you can study the history and the movement of Black people from Africa through the Middle Passage into the diaspora through the dance.
You know, you mentioned, of course, your children's group is going to be performing with Ailey. And while your two companies do very different things, mm-hmm. There must be some amount of overlap because you're going to be dancing together. So what does it look like when you bring these two things kind of?
Well, we're not doing a piece together. We're all doing what we do. But what we all do at the bottom line is that we are celebrating our people. We're celebrating our people through dance and music and song. Everything we do is with live music. So that's the hook. And I remember taking classes at Ailey back in the 60s. I remember being so influenced by watching those performances. And the first time I saw Revelations, it touched me in a way that was just so profound. And even today, I can still remember that first performance. So that is what really shot me into wanting to make sure that we could transition and help expose young people, because you never know who's watching. Some small child who has nobody in their life, and they go to a dance concert or they experience a dance class, and you have no idea how that turns them into somebody who could be amazingly productive just from that one experience. I think Ailey understood that, and I understand that, and those of us who are doing this work understand why it's so important.
Now, Beth, this is the inaugural Dance Fest for No Studios.
Yes, it is. Yes, and we hope that this is the first year of many years to come. We're so excited that we have the opportunity to not only bring Alvin Ailey 2 to Milwaukee, but to showcase really the rich, the diverse dance talent, dance community that we have right here in Milwaukee. And I think a lot of people don't really appreciate that we just have so many dance forms and culture is represented here in Milwaukee. So we have iconic dance institutions that have been here contributing dance to the community for decades, like Kothi. And we also, so that's African Caribbean influenced. Mm-hmm. We also have the Irish Dance Company, clearly Irish influence. Mm-hmm. And then we have newer, younger, fresher dance companies just on the scene, like Wolf Dance Studios that has a Latin salsa influence, and many more. So that's kind of the joy of what has become Dance Fest. And we hope to bring it every year because these are just six of a lot of fantastic dance companies that we have here in Milwaukee. So we have more than enough supply to do this every year.
I think it is surprising for some people because it's not, we don't think of ourselves necessarily as a dancer's kind of town, but there are so many brilliant companies that, that make their home here.
I don't think we think of ourselves as a lot of things here in Milwaukee.
I would agree with that.
And it's time that we showcase it. I mean, that's kind of like the role that No Studios is trying to play, to really showcase and elevate and bring together all the different aspects that comprise Milwaukee, because we are a diverse community. We don't always come together so that you can actually see and experience our diversity together. And we want to do more of that. And I love, Fern, your comment about you never know who's in the audience, and especially with kids. I mean, we definitely want Dance Fest to be a family affair. Mm-hmm. Kids can come because at that age, they're still dreaming. They're still mm-hmm. thinking. They haven't gotten to the point of, oh, I couldn't, can't, you know, I shouldn't. So you never know what spark is going to, you know, be lit in someone. And even if they don't go on to be a professional dancer, what dance, the benefits of just being engaged in dance, either as a spectator or engaging in it at whatever level and ability that you can, is something that we should all be exposed to.
Yeah. You know, Troy, I think Ailey holds a very special place in a lot of people's hearts. And I'm sure for a lot of the dancers who are going to be going to Dance Fest, this is going to be super exciting for them. And this is kind of a question for all of you. But, you know, Troy, to kind of start with you, what do you hope comes out of this festival, both for your dancers and the dancers who will see you, but also for people who are just attending?
We hope to just inspire people and just sort of get the message across that dance is universal and dance is something that we choose to and we love to do and we're passionate about, and it's a lot of hard work. And we hope that people are elevated. We hope that people are definitely inspired. And we hope to inspire people that are more or less non-dancers than people who are dancers. Because dancers get it. You know, people in the dance community, they get it. They may not get the story. They may not get the legacy, but they feel something. They are touched by something. A lot of times I think that it's more about educating people, especially people who don't have any information about dance. So by coming to the festival, we hope to inspire people in a way where they're sort of like evaluating their lives and looking at their lives a little bit differently.
I agree totally. I think that the educational aspect of what we do is really crucial, because we're not just entertainers in the long run. I go back to Ailey. You know, he always had a vision that was way beyond the proscenium stage. And the world that we live in, what we're experiencing in our world, is this lack of understanding and worldview and communication between people. And I'm always stunned at how many people don't really, have never thought about, just for example, how did all those black people get in the Caribbean? And how did those black people get in the United States? It's like I was teaching a class once and the students, we were talking about Haiti. And this student came to me afterwards. She said, I never thought about how black people ended up in Haiti. And I said, yeah, it's called the Middle Passage. So, you know, that opened up a whole rabbit hole we had to go into in the class. But you see, this is why education is important. And the arts are a tool to help kind of turn people on and make people want to go down the rabbit hole, because it's not always being addressed in our education system.
Yeah.
I would also add that Dance Fest is really a multi-sensory experience. So we're holding it intentionally at Sherman Phoenix, which is a new establishment in Milwaukee, really designed to bring, again, community together, the diversity of Milwaukee together, but in a fun, very family-friendly environment. So, you know, we're not having it in a traditional theater or dance hall. So we want people to be moved through the dance, move through the arts and culture, and also move through the venue, the experience, and the community that all comes together. So there'll be, you know, the regular vendors that are at Sherman Phoenix. So you can get your spring rolls and your cookies. You can get your coffee, your smoothies, and partake in some really cool, very diverse dance. So it's kind of like we're hitting all the senses.
Well, I'd like to thank all of you, Troy, Beth, Fern, for joining me here on Lake Effect today and sharing your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fern Cocker is the founder and executive director of Kothi Dance Company in Milwaukee. Troy Powell is the artistic director of Ailey 2, which is based in New York. And Beth Ridley is the director of member management for No Studios, which is hosting Dance Fest. They all spoke with Joy Powers. Tickets for the festival are sold out, but if you're interested in seeing behind the scenes of this inaugural festival, check out the Tech Rehearsal. It starts at 9 a.m. this Saturday, and it's open to the public. There's more information about the festival at wuwm.com.